Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, and welcome tonight to Mystic Records Radio. We're having a special one-year anniversary today, and I'd like to start you off with Anxiety in Society. Who cares? Today is our one-year anniversary of Partier Go Home by Mystic Records, and we have a guest today, Kathy. She used to work with me. We worked together back at the Café de Grand. Hi, Kathy.
Hey, Candy.
I'm so glad you came in all the way from Houston.
No, I'm not in Houston.
California misses you. I mean, come on, you worked at the biggest punk club that's ever been in the history of the United States. What the hell are you doing in Houston?
I'm not in Houston. I'm in Austin.
Okay, Houston, Austin, it's all freaking Texas anyway, so.
I know. We got to get the hell out of here.
That's right, that's right. You got to come on down to the Star Ranch in Cottonwood, California, where we're going to get a big stage up, and we're going to rock this town. And we'll even do some country. We'll do some country for you, because I know you like country, too.
Sometimes. I like all kinds of music.
Hey, you know, seriously, George Jones, before he passed away, came up here to Corning, and he wanted me to film his show. And you know what? I don't remember what happened, but I could not get there. I mean, George Jones, man, what a classic dude. Hey, I see
probably,
we have another caller tonight,
too. He probably didn't
show
up anyway.
All right, so let's see who else we have on the line. Hello, you're on Mystic Records Radio. Who do we have tonight?
My name is Eric. I'm with Bad Sound Presents.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, good. I'm just calling to promote our show tomorrow night with the Weirdos.
Oh, wow.
All
yeah,
right.
That looks like a really good time. And I bet Video Lewis is going to be there filming.
He better.
He better.
He better.
So,
are you guys
going to
come?
Well, tell us the details. Give us the lowdown skinny on it.
Okay, the doors open at 7:30. The first band are the Dips. They're a great young band from Santa Clarita. And then we have Kilroy. They're a great old band from the Valley.
Cool.
And then we have, Naked Aggression.
Yee-hoo.
And then we have the Weirdos going on about 10:30.
Wow.
It's all ages. It's $13. And
is
it's
that
got
all
2200 Schumann Way in the Valley, right off of Topanga Canyon.
Wow.
Oh, my God, it's the
original
Valley. Hey, what's the address to that place?
The address is... I
okay, well, while he's
guys.
Looking up the address, we're going to play some wet sand. Goodbye to Hollywood, and we'll listen to that again later. So, Eric, what is the address for that show tomorrow night?
It's at the Cobalt Cafe, which is at 22047 Sherman Way in Canoga Park.
All right. So all you Valley dudes and girls, get your asses down there. It's going to be a good show. The weirdos, woo-hoo, Naked Aggression and the Dips.
Wow.
All right. So, you know, I have Kathy co-hosting the show with me tonight. She used to work the Café de Grand back in the 80s. We all worked together. Hey, were you there that night? I poured a pitcher of beer over, what's his name? Help me. Not Don
English
Bowles.
Frank?
No, I should have, man. Dude, I mean, may he rest in peace. Shouldn't talk bad, but he needed a bath like 10 years prior,
he
right?
He just seemed like a likely suspect to me. I don't know. Who are you talking about now?
What? Oh, Danny Darko, man. We were arguing over the mentors. I had the mentors up, and he wanted toy dolls up. And I told him to cool off. That's right. It was Don Bowles' beer I poured on him. I told him I'll buy you another one later and forgot.
You owe him one.
Yeah, I do. And when Don came to the Cafe reunion in 2012, I did it to him again. It was purely by accident. It was, man.
I once threw a whole tray of drinks at somebody at the sound check.
You did?
Yeah,
a whole tray of drinks. Did Michael make you pay for them?
No, this was at the sound check. Remember the sound
check? Oh, I thought you meant during sound check.
No. Remember the sound check on Sunset?
Hey, you know what? I lived at the Café de Grand, the Zero Club, and a couple other places. And if it weren't one of them, no, I never went to the sound check. Sorry.
It was just some dive. You know, it was a bar. Well, you know, I mean, it didn't look that bad. But it was on Sunset between Hollywood and Gower. Some guy pinched my rear end, and I threw a whole tray of drinks at him and his friend. And I said, and get out. And they started walking toward the door, and I said, and run. And they ran.
Oh, my goodness. Man, if I threw a drink at every guy who ever pinched my ass when I was a cocktail waitress, I'm telling you, I would be in the poorhouse.
There'd be some wet
mouth. But maybe I'm a pervert.
Well, you know, hey, you know, I consider that assault while I'm working, you know.
I would have milked it for some good tips. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, I used to work at this country western bar in Glendale on Brand Boulevard called the Round Robin. And they used to make us in the early 80s wear these little short things they called hot pants. And I would wear those with my cowboy western boots I got from Texas. And, man, guys, we had to teach the guys the Texas two-step. That was our deal on Sunday nights. I'm telling you, man, these guys, their hands lived on my ass. I'm surprised I don't have little pinch marks all over my butt.
Yeah, little scars or something.
But, you know, I do remember when I got irritated at the owner. He was drunk, and he wouldn't give me my change for a 20 because we had to buy our drinks from the bartender and then sell them back to the customer. And I remember walking out with a shot glass, and just by the front door they had a mirror that was from floor to ceiling. Yeah, not anymore after I left. That shot glass just kind of flew out of my hand, and I was jumping in my truck, and the bouncer's walking up his down the street. I never went back to work there.
That's what I threatened to do at the cafe the first time I worked there.
Okay, well, you know what? We got a track from these girls from Scotland here. It's called Spat. Or actually, the band is called that. This is the girls. This is an all-girl band, and the song is called Robot. get your asses on down. Sorry, Kate.
They sound good.
Well, the first night I worked there, somebody else asked Michael, if I wanted to work there. And then when it came at the end of the night and I was supposed to get my money, he didn't want to give it to me. And I wanted to lean over the bar and pick up a bottle and throw it at the glass mirror. And Top Jimmy stopped me and talked me into going out with him instead.
There you go. Yay, Jimmy!
After that, I just sat at the bar and drank until Michael paid me.
You might as well get something out of it.
I mean, well, you know, I said, I need a bank, and he'd go, I'll give it to you later. I go, okay, I'll just sit here and drink until you come up with it. I was a brat.
And you know the boys there didn't tip very well.
Oh, I got all kinds of interesting tips there.
I'm sure you did. Drawings
and lipsticks and bracelets and, you know, just about everything but money.
Those are love gifts, though. You can't buy a love gift. I had a little leather bracelet.
I made a little money there.
On it some guy gave me. I just loved it. What did you say?
I said I made a little money there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I made a whole lot of money there, but... Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah, tonight's really been a fun show, you know... Good times working at the Cafe de Grand, and it's nice.
Some good parties there.
Oh yeah, we did have some good parties and some good times. And guess what? We are out of time for tonight. I want to thank you for coming in, and I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. And we'll see you next time.
Feel like me the star man from the ain't so cool. Take a bite of holiday.
Kathy. Time to say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight.
Party or go home. See you next time.